This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You wanna, you wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. If it's yours and mine. Oh, baby, I like your style. So won't you tell me that you've been my child? It'll only take a little while. Now, I might not look like a much, but you look good enough for the both of us. Our kid would represent a compromise. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half. If it's yours and mine, I admit it, baby, I ain't denying. Might look a little bit like Frankenstein, but baby, don't you know that true love is blind? Cause you don't even have to look. You could be reading a book, and I could sneak up on you from behind. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent if it's yours and mine. Post-pubescent. So won't you tell me that you're acquiescing? You know that we could have a love so fine. Baby, you know you can tell. Tell me to go straight to hell. But we can make it if the stars align. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway. If it's yours or mine.
Description. of stories I could tell, but I won't waste your time. You're never satisfied without drama in your life. Take this message and write it on the wall. The hell you ever wanted was your way. There will be better days without you in my life. I've heard your song before so many, many times. Can't you hear me? The writing's on the wall, and all you ever wanted was your way. It's such a shame, all the lies the way you told them. Who's to blame? Won't you get up off of my shoulders? Such a shame. Our worlds don't seem the same. All you ever wanted was your way.
All you ever wanted was your way. It's the smallest state in the union, but one of the most densely populated. It's not really an island, but it was first founded as one. It's the first colony to declare independence from Britain, and my baby's from there. So let's go to Rhode Island. There was a small nuclear explosion there in the 60s. They make lots of toys in Pawtucket, but for some reason cap guns are illegal. H.P. Lovecraft, Ruth Buzzy, and Chris Toppin are from there. So let's go to Rhode Island, baby. It just makes sense. Chalk man coming around with his dog and doling out homemade chalk to the kiddies. There was the Trojan tent where Miss B danced suggestively to Brick House. Marilyn Chambers, Cormac McCarthy, and Tanya Donnelly are from there. So let's go to
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, from New York, The Ed Sullivan Show. And now, here he is, live from New York, Ed Sullivan.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, here, especially for you youngsters, is one of the hottest rock groups in the entire country, the Vanilla Fudge.
Down. Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Possum Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we've made walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman
until the other kiddies knock him down. Oh, when it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in winter wonderland.
Bound up
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw a summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything in sight. A little old man walked out to his car. I paid, he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal. He was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry. Man stepped out with fear in his eyes. I thought, this world needs more love. This world needs more love.
It's all in love. How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea?
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree?
How'd you like to stay up late, ooh, like the islanders do?
Ooh, wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe.
If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true. Spend Christmas on Christmas Island. You will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
Aloha,
hey,
aloha, hey, aloha.
From the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Breaking down. I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I called on dear old Santa Claus to spend a holiday. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. Yes, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. Sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming now. Yes, Mr. Santa Claus is coming. On very good authority. In fact, I think it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer who told me so.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Believe in them all, caught in the straight line, never change.